Oh, you would choose that.
Yeah. Oh, every single day I'd go in and just be like, okay, yeah. Take a squeeze. I don't care. Whatever.
Take a squeeze.
Oh my gosh.
There's so many things that are coming in my head that I cannot say. Hey y'all, welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadden, and this is still the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And in this episode, number 481, as you know, we're a year into it. It's a special sidetracked episode. And that's where my friend Cynthia Yanoff, host of the Mesmerized podcast, joins me and we get sidetracked by all the things. We get sidetracked with our medical appointments, menopause, the Olympics, a special grievance that Cynthia needs to air about the opening ceremonies. It's not what you think. A challenge she has set before me based on my amazing athletic abilities, an update on our family trips, that's intentional, the chaos of summer and our need for structure. And in the last 10 minutes, Cynthia and I each share our favorite things that are getting us sidetracked. So come laugh with us. Let's get right to it. Here we go.
Hi.
I just came over here from my every 6 month dermatology appointment. This is now the dermatology show between your face and my skin cancer. Anyway.
Oh, who could sponsor the dermatology show? Wait, do you go to someone sponsored that's right by, over by my house?
Yeah.
I guess?
Okay. Yeah.
Did you strip down?
Yes. Yeah, so this is my question for you. They say leave your bra and panties on. And they handed me this paper crop top, she's called it. And she said, you can open it in the front or open it in the back. She gave me a choice.
What?
And then a long paper, like blanket that I can put on my lap. Which would you choose? I felt a little bit of pressure, like, am I making the right choice or the wrong choice? Would you have the crop top open in the front or would you have it open in the back?
Well, I think I would feel more comfortable if it opened in the back, but knowing she's going to look at the parts up front, then it needs to open up front, right? What did you do?
Oh my gosh. You literally just said out loud what my brain went through.
I probably would have, but then if you put it in the back, then they're going to lift it up above your boobs, right?
Yeah. Or pull it down. That's what she did because I left it open in the back because that just felt right. Like when she walked in, I didn't want it to be like, hey, because it's a hallway right there and there are men and women. Anyway, I opened it to the back. Y'all chime in. What would you do?
Yeah. What do you do? And then the mammogram, when you go, you always do that one in the front. Do you get a mammogram yet?
Yeah.
How do you have to be? I forget.
I'm old enough.
Okay. And so you always have, and then you're sitting in the room with all the ladies and you're all just like.
No, not the place I go to.
Oh, you're not? Oh, I sit in a little room before I go and we all just look at each other like, here we are.
No. Mine's always been very like, just me, go straight in by myself. No, I don't see anybody.
And people get worked up about the mammogram. And I just want to say something. I'm not a mammographer. Is that a word?
Put that on a shirt. I'll take a look.
That's not even where I was going. I'm not a mammographer, but come over and if you need me to.
No, I'll check them out.
I do not think the mammogram is bad. I do not. It doesn't bother that much. Is it a little painful? Yeah, whatever. I would go get a mammogram every
so many thoughts.
Single day if I didn't have to go to the gynecologist.
Oh, you would choose that. Yeah.
Oh, every single day I'd go in and just be like, okay, take a squeeze. I don't care. Whatever.
Take a squeeze.
Oh my gosh.
There's so many things that are coming in my head that I cannot say. I would just say if you're less endowed, it is incredibly painful to go to the mammographer. I always say it's like Tic Tacs on the wall. That's my
Tic Tacs on a wall.
That's my description of my chest area.
Huh, that's descriptive. Okay, so, well, yeah, if you're less endowed. I mean, I don't know that I would fall under the very endowed. But
now I can't. I gotta keep my eyes up.
Well, yeah.
Eyes up.
Are you checking me out?
No, I totally am. No, it's fine.
You're gonna have to look lower because I'm over 50. they've gone to a new axis.
And speaking of being over 50, I was personally offended watching Hulu or whatever I was watching, maybe the Olympics, which we're going to get to. And there was a commercial by Centrum that they've gotten into the menopause business. I feel like either menopause has become a bigger business, which I think is true.
I agree.
Do you think? Yeah. Or I'm more aware because of the stage I'm in. But it was selling a multivitamin for menopause, and the women were playing Mahjong.
And I felt, in the background?
I felt personally offended.
Oh, it's an attack.
It's an attack.
We've been attacked.
Personally attacked. Yeah.
They were playing Mahjong in the background?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me so happy. So
these two things go together, Mahjong and menopause. Buy our multivitamin. There's my ad.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. Okay, so
Olympics.
That's not what. Well, no, I'm not ready to Olympics yet. Okay. I have to go back to menopause.
Okay.
Are you approaching the menopausal era? Are you peri? Are you any of them?
I found out there's five stages, so I think all of us after having kids are probably in some stage of it.
Okay, I do think it's bigger business, but I think almost in a good way. And I say this because, like, I feel like it's been so unaddressed for so long, and finally they are. And so I haven't had really any menopause symptoms or anything really, other than when someone told me, like, the forgetfulness. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought I was like early onset. I'm like, what's going on here? I cannot remember. So a little bit of the forgetfulness.
But you have a lot going on. I think
not
too.
Not more than anybody else.
I'm just saying that I think sometimes our forgetfulness is just that we are doing way more than our brains were originally created to do.
Probably true.
Of the phone and because we can multitask.
Probably more. True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then that's the one thing.
So
and
you
then
have
I had a raging lunatic moment about a month or 6 weeks ago, like lunatic moment. And I was like, oh, this is it.
With another person was present or just by yourself?
With my family.
Okay. You want to talk it out? You want to process?
No, they probably need to talk it out. I'm fine. They're probably still in therapy.
What was your dominant feeling in this lunatic moment? Anger? Overwhelm?
Yeah. Yes, both. Anger and overwhelm. Anger because I'm overwhelmed and nobody understands. And
what were you afraid of? Because overwhelm goes with fear.
Oh, it does. What was I afraid of? I don't even remember. But I just remember it was crazy. And that was just it. It wasn't even rational enough to discuss. Anyway, okay.
I feel that. I feel more anxious than I have ever been.
Oh, yeah. And that's a big one.
Yeah. I kind of worked through it and felt it when the kids were really little. But I've noticed really irrational anxiety shows up about scenarios where I'm like, someone could get really hurt right now.
Oh, safety.
Safety-wise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, this is not fun.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well,
I need Centrum.
Centrum is going to solve our – you heard it here first, people.
Well, speaking of multivitamins. We're going to tell you about a multivitamin in a second, but I brought it here for JB to try out.
You guys.
And he's a fan. He's a fan.
Yeah,
so I'll tell you that in the commercial, but he took it and he gestures to your 2-liter Whataburger cup.
And he totally washes down. No, I have to go back a little further. Heather's like, JB, you want to try this vitamin? And he's like, well, and it's my third child. So I don't even read the ingredients. I'm like, fine, give it to him. And Heather reads them. And then it has all these great ingredients.
It's all like vegetables and
kale
fruit.
And these things that JB would never eat. He's the pickiest eater in the world.
Selective,
and so he chews it up and it loves it. Yeah. And then the funniest thing ever is he reaches over and grabs my ginormous Diet Dr. Pepper and takes a drink. I don't think you can name it. Heather goes, well, of course, again. Off kid just washed down his vitamin with Diet Dr. Pepper.
And says veggies like a good Diet Dr. Pepper to wash it down.
We're getting it right over here, you guys. Yeah. We're getting it right.
It's true. We have partnered with an amazing option. If your kids are like JB and maybe more selective, picky eaters, this is a vitamin that's designed for kids 2 and up. And it's so different from the traditional multivitamin that is basically candy in disguise. With Hiya, it is pediatrician approved, super powered, chewable. So while most vitamins have 5 grams of sugar, Hiya has zero sugar, zero gummy because it's a chewable and it tastes great. It is formulated with the help of nutritional experts, so they've put 12 organic fruits and vegetables, then supercharged that with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, so many others. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, everything else you can imagine. I love it came in this cute box. I even got a Barbie version. I don't have a girl, but it's so cute. cute box, and it has this glass jar that each of your kids could have their own glass jar and stickers. So my youngest son, he decorated his with his nickname that his friends call him. And there's even like some cute little stickers. JB decorated his. And then what's great is they will send you in an eco-friendly little refill every month, the chewables. So it's super economical. They also have a new kids probiotic and nighttime essentials. So we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off. 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/DMA. This deal is not available on their regular website. So you have to go to Hiya Health. It's spelled H-I-Y-A and then health, HEALTH.com/DMA. Get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Okay, is it time for the Olympics?
Yeah. Okay, the Olympics.
This comes out and it's still the Olympics.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I have so many questions. One, I have a personal theory, and I know we've talked about Enneagram, so this is a safe space. I feel like while there are a lot of Olympic fans, Enneagram 3s are like mega Olympic fans. Are you one of those people? Like you get all in on the athletes, you believe you could have been one of these people.
Oh, that's interesting.
That you would love to talk to an athlete and learn how they became this amazing.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. No. Okay, so there's two quick thoughts on that. One, I don't get super involved in it because it's a lot of sitting and watching, and you know, I don't do well. Like I can't watch movies and stuff because I don't like to sit that much. I get bored. But I have been watching it, like, you know, sporadically, the ones I care about. I want to see.
What do you care about?
I like to watch gymnastics.
Yeah. Men's and women's or just women's?
I'm uncomfortable with the men in their suits.
Oh.
And their gymnatorium clothes.
Did you watch the one guy, like his backstory? You know, they tell the backstories.
I love the backstory.
So but good. Then they tell he was like on a farm and he shows him on a horse. You tell that guy?
Oh, I didn't see it.
He, at one of his events, fell and like basically had 9 pins in his knee. Mm. And his mom passed away in 2012. Nope. And like, I mean, this amazing guy who's super resilient and he gets up on the parallel bars, I think it was, and it was bad.
My mom told me this. Don't you tell us that backstory if they're going to choke at the Olympics.
It was so bad, and his fiance's crying, and I was like, this is heart-wrenching. Heart-wrenching. They did that to me.
They need to pull that clip if they stink it up.
Because no, I don't think he stunk it up. I just, he did one try, messed up. Another try, messed up. The third try, amazing, perfect, way beyond anything. I can't even stand on one foot barely, and amazing. But
did you see that? Did you see that meme that somebody put up that was hilarious? It might not be a meme. It might be a quote. I don't know what it is. It's something where they put up that said Olympic athlete doing something that's never happened before and 4,000 twists and blah, blah, blah. Like talking about gymnastics, me sitting on the couch eating Cheetos saying, nope, you got to stick that landing.
Stick it.
Totally. We're so judgmental.
Half a point. There it is. Yeah. But
no,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that I've thought I could be an Olympic athlete because when I spoke at my church recently, I literally said this. I'm like, think of the least athletic person you know. Like, picture that person, everyone. I'm less athletic than that.
Okay.
Like, cannot. So there's
like pickleball.
I did play the day. I mean, I don't know. And maybe I'm not as unathletic as I think.
Yeah.
It's just that my family is so athletic They're so judgmental and they're super mean people. And so they're like, they throw the keys my way after lunch and I can't catch the keys.
No, I got mocked. We played some beach wiffle ball as a family of six. And it was always like, okay, mom, switch with me because one of our sons is a left-handed hitter.
Yes.
And they're like asking me to do the outfield on the other side because there's no way I could catch the ball. Anyway, they're watching me run. They're like laughing at me running. It's not good. I feel very attacked.
Right. Same thing with my family. Like everyone talks about the trauma of like when you were in like middle school and they'd pick teams and you didn't get picked.
Yeah.
I got picked in middle school. I've never been picked since in my home. They're so mean. And so they'll be like, okay, let's pick teams. And everyone's like, oh.
Yeah. No,
my
15-year-old got very upset that he was on the team with his parents. And then I had to go, one of the kids cut his foot. And so I had to go get bandages inside, or I was able to, I had the privilege. And while I was gone, they scored, I scored 10 runs
without you,
without me. I might have gotten some of the outs. Like, anyway, okay,
who's gonna bleed so we can get mom out of here? Like, we're gonna draw.
Yeah, just where's the shell? Leave it on the beach.
Wait,
you like watching gymnastics, yeah. Girls over boys.
And then this handball, I think it's made up. I don't understand.
I remember when the Pan American Olympics came to Indianapolis and we got tickets to the handball, and I'd never heard of it before. And I was a young kid, like in elementary school, and it was fascinating to watch.
Yeah. I don't understand. I was watching some of that. Some of these sports they've made up, and that's fine. But they've made some of these
breakdancing now.
Okay, see, now
I could be an Olympic hopeful for breakdancing. There's no, like, I can say I'm an Olympic hopeful for any of these sports.
Really? Breakdancing zone?
But you can say that. Mm-hmm. You right now could say you're an Olympic hopeful for any of these.
For handball. I thought handball, I was like, oh, when I turned it on, I'm like, oh, I know what this is. I played this on the playground. In fact, I played wall ball. That's totally different.
Another meme I saw was a guy wanting dodgeball to be a sport. Oh. He said, wouldn't it be great to watch your country versus another country in dodgeball? That's pretty fun.
And then you take it out on a man. You're like, you know what? That war of 1812,
England versus you.
You're going to remember the Alamo.
This is serious. The Mexico versus. Oh my gosh.
We're going to remember the Alamo all over again. I told you that I tell my kids we won the Alamo. For those of you who don't live in Texas, we didn't
take a year worth of Texas history.
And I told my kids, like, they were doing their reports. I'm like, oh yeah, we won the Alamo. My husband's like, no, we didn't. And I said, well, I grew up in El Paso, which is on the Mexico border. And so I guess where I grew up, that a win for Mexico was a win. For, I don't know. I was like,
told you won.
Well, no, I just remembered it that way. But okay. One other thing in the Olympics, if I might. On the opening ceremony, so it's still fresh in my mind.
Are we going there?
I'm not going where you think I'm going.
Okay. We're not going there, people.
I'm going to.
I already got all your DMs. It's fine.
Something very offensive happened.
I know, that's why we're not going there. What happened to you?
And it was Kelly Clarkson. And I love Kelly Clarkson. I mean, I think that girl can sing. She can talk show.
Well, I didn't see that part because we didn't even know the opening ceremonies were on until, like, we were out on the beach in the tiny window when it wasn't raining.
Must be nice.
And Galveston with the jellyfish and the mosquitoes the size of your head.
Oh.
It's great.
So Kelly Clarkson and Peyton Manning.
What?
Were the... I don't know if it's a commentators. What is it called? Like, they were the
MCs?
Yeah, they like MC'd it with whoever the regular guy is. I just forgot his name, but menopause syndrome. and so I'm like, well, this is great because they're going to be so good. Yeah. And, you know, they're both funny and all that. Well, it's almost as if nobody gave them any notes and they didn't. It was so awkward and terrible. But at the end, and please send all your hate mail. If you are Kelly Clarkson's like agent or best friend, or you loved them, send all your hate mail directly to Heather McFadden. But here's the thing at the very end. So Celine Dion gets up there
we should all be talking about that.
Oh my goodness.
That's amazing.
That is brave. That is hard work. That is everything. I had to go watch the documentary afterwards.
That's what the Olympics are about.
Yes.
Discipline, resilience. Mm-hmm. Family, like,
yeah,
so much of good.
So good. Yeah. And so she gets up there and belts it out. And so then they cut back to Kelly Clarkson. And I just can't wait because she
hear her comments.
Yeah, for her to talk about how amazing this is. Sweet Kelly. She got so choked up. She goes, I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. You are paid to talk right now. Like, what is going on in the world?
As a feeler, I get that.
My three is reclamped. Like... Yes. My three is like, no, you didn't. Just you spit it out. And so then she really never said anything. And anyway, I love Kelly.
And Peyton can't chime in with his commentary on musical. It's pretty.
That sounded good. It sounded good.
And I'm from Indianapolis. I should be any UT guy. The real UT.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's going to become a thing now because, you know, both our kids now are going to be at a UT. University
well, but Texas. They ruled on it. At SEC. And it has to be called Tex.
And Texas not happy about
and
that.
And we call ours UT. And so look at that. Quay did end up at UT.
He did. Okay. Enough on the
Well, Olympics. No. I have two more thoughts. One is the social media of the actual athletes. Have you seen the women's rugby?
No.
Accounts? Mm-hmm. You've got to. I cannot pronounce the gal's name because, you know, when they put all the letters in your handle together, and I need to see it separated.
Okay.
Because I'm just keep seeing, it's like Eliana or something like that. Anyway, she's one of three sisters. She is 5'10", 200 pounds, and gets a lot of hate comments about her size and about she's a little more like she's got broad shoulders and she's very strong. She's playing rugby, right?
Wait, why do you have to put your weight? Sorry.
She said it because people are commenting on her size on social media.
Literally.
And she is like not scared to just straight up tell people like it's okay to be this size and it's okay to be a strong woman and it's okay. Like, and she's gorgeous.
Okay.
Like adorable, gorgeous, and really good at what she's doing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think she's doing an awesome job. I didn't even know we had a women's rugby team. I've learned more about rugby when Price played, so I can watch it and I actually know what's happening.
Okay.
But that I love. And Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Wait, you love that she put out her weight and was like...
No, I love that she's standing up for herself to the haters and the people who are like... And that she can be a role model for the girls out there. Because I honestly think if we expand the definition of what it means to be a female and expand the definition of what it means to be a male, we have less gender confusion stuff. Like if a girl can be like this women's rugby athlete and say, I am female and I'm, you know, I'm maybe have a larger BMI, you know, who cares? You know, I appreciate her voice and she's funny and her sisters are funny on there and she's, they've done great marketing for this team that I don't think a lot of people knew. And Snoop Dogg.
And Snoop Dogg. Well, it's a size 00 over here. I don't feel like I can speak. Speaking to Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, he's like everyone's.
Have you seen
all? Everyone's
did
crazy
you see
uncle.
Him commenting on the runners who are hurdling and there was water on the other side? And he's talking about how they look like horses and like, oh, that guy stood on the hurdle. I didn't know you could do that. Like, so great. Funny. So good. They are so smart to bring
him
on.
And did you see, he's so good. Did you see Tom Cruise there? And he was taking pictures of everybody and signing autographs. And the commentator people were saying, commentary people. Am I using the right word?
I don't know.
Whatever. Okay. Who cares? Edit out. They were saying how he's so gracious and he's just taking photos. And so this one lady is getting a picture and she is leaned in and she is literally
massaging
the nape of his neck, his hair. And I'm like, Tom Cruise. It's good. I mean, he looks happy and gracious, but I'm like, he's
strangers touching you all over. That's
too much. It's too
probably
much.
Too much.
Back to mammograms.
No.
Strangers touching
you. Canceled right now. That was the moment. Lastly, did you know that you can volunteer to work at the Olympics? Form is coming out in September for the Winter Olympics, which happen in 2026. Guess where they're going to be?
Salt Lake.
Italy. This is our moment.
Wait, what?
The Winter Olympics are going to be in Italy.
Why do I think it's in Salt Lake?
I don't know why. Because it's been there before.
Okay, do you
2026, we can volunteer and go to Italy.
What if we did that?
This is amazing. I learned about it. We do have to pay for our flight and our accommodations, so we don't get that. But we can get entrance into, and they give you your assignment, and you have to allow 9 days.
Will you please fill out the paperwork for us? You guys.
September.
We're going.
Anyway.
Must be nice.
I was like, you know who's going to Italy? The Winter Olympics. Everybody.
Everybody. Just when we thought everybody was going. Tracy, if you didn't listen last month, which I know you did, Tracy, but all we talked about is how the entire United States went to Italy, except for the two of us.
Yeah.
And now even the Olympics is going.
And even the Olympics. The whole world is going.
Why does everybody hate us?
The whole world. Yeah.
What if we have a live show? We talk about this about every other month about the live show. We are going to have it in New York for a while. And now
we're going to have a trailer that we just take into the Times Square.
Because you know these, dare I say, Christian famous types?
Yeah.
They have these. They're doing celebrity cruises. They're taking you to Israel. Not sidetracked. We're either going to take you to Broadway in New York.
Everybody fill out the form and everybody volunteer at the Olympics.
We're all going to go. Okay.
Well, okay. So did I talk to you about how I did synchronized swimming and went to the Junior Olympics?
No.
Is this new information? This is usually in my two truths and a lie.
I feel like I need you to set the stage. Am I allowed to laugh at this? Or are we serious about
this? This is both. It's a funny and it's hard.
What's hard?
Synchronized swimming.
Me listening to this?
Synchronized swimming. is hard. Synchronized swimming.
Of course it is.
It's so hard. And that was the hardest athletic thing I've ever done, synchronized swimming. And you're saying like your kids give you a hard time. My kids give me a hard time about not being able to run or hit the ball with a bat. Tell you what, on our family trip, because I don't call it a vacation, on our family trip, I sure was in that pool that was about 50 degrees showing my synchronized swimming skills to my son.
Oh my gosh.
My egg beater legs, my sculling. And there were about 5 little girls that I could see in the pool as well. And I said, Knox, I think I'm going to do a little tutorial class right now and get all these girls doing synchronized swimming. I think their parents would be happy about it. I think they would think it's amazing. And he goes, Mom, please do not do that. And I was like, I think it's a great idea. Don't you think if you were a mom of a little girl and some strange lady said, let's all learn synchronized swimming, that you'd be thrilled?
Girl, you cleared that pool. If you do that, you've cleared the pool. And you know what? We're setting up a new Patreon or GoFundMe for therapy for the McFadden boys. Wait, did you call it an egg beater?
You take your legs and you turn them in like egg beaters like this. And then that's how they do their movements above the water, is their legs are doing this so that they can stay. It's really hard. It's like what they do in a water polo. Watch their legs.
Okay. If we had Patreon, you know what we'd do right now? I would say, because we're sitting at my house as we're taping this, I would say, we're going out there and it will be on our Patreon.
Must be nice. I was thinking one thing that's a really good exercise is those egg beaters or treading water. If you want to pretend like you're being a good mom to JB and like be in the pool with him, mm-hmm. just do some egg beaters and some treading. 30 minutes of that, you're going to see. That's your heart rate's going to be better. Everything's going to be better. Okay, forgetfulness gone.
Be assured, friends, that if I'm in the pool with JB, I'm not trying to be a good mom. That's my good mom.
That is it.
That's like the best I have to offer you, is that I was willing to get in that pool with you.
Well, now you can use it as an excuse to exercise.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm sorry. And we're going to move on from that, but we got to go back for one thing. You were in the
Junior Olympics.
Okay. Deleted. Let's talk about this for one more minute.
Yeah.
And so you were.
I was an Indianapolis synchronette. It's true.
How have I never heard of this?
Yeah.
Is this in one of your books that I didn't read yet?
I don't know.
Okay. Go on.
I just like to surprise people with that information. I think my listeners know.
You know,
if you're out there. And my mom, she went back to get her college degree, and I used to practice at IUPUI's natatorium, and she would go and she would pick classes towards her college degree that would line up with my practice. So she would drop me off at practice. I had like a 2.5-3 hour practice, and she would go to class and pick me up. That was a good 3 move on her part. I don't think she's an Enneagram 3, but that's a very efficient.
Yeah.
Way to do it.
What does it take for us as sidetracked fans to what's it going to take for me to get you in a pool and to let me get a little footage?
I love it.
You'll do it?
I'm very good at it.
I want you to say, like, the lawyer in me wants you. I'm going to ask the question. I need an affirmative statement. Will you, Heather McFadden, let me take footage of you in the pool showing us some of your synchronized swimming moves?
Absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm. You heard it here first. This will be followed up on, I assure you, when school starts and she gets that kid dropped off in college.
Yeah, it'll still be 100 degrees here. So.
Oh, well, we can do it in November over here.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Okay, we've told you how we're more forgetful. And I told Cynthia that I think we're just doing so much. Well, you'll also hear me talk about I have 4 boys in 4 different schools. And one tool that is helping me stay on top of all the things where everyone needs to be is my Skylight calendar. I have loved my Skylight frame in the pictures, but my Skylight calendar, y'all, it's amazing. If you are looking for a place for everyone to get to see what's going on, it's easy to use, it's easy to set up. It's available in 2 sizes, a 10-inch or a 15-inch, and the 15-inch is wall-mountable. It syncs from every existing family calendar. Google, Apple, Outlook. You can also add events directly into it using the touchscreen or with the Skylight mobile app. And when you update to the linked calendars, they automatically update and appear on your Skylight calendar. You can color code events. And if you are really going to get the structure back in your family, you'll hear Cynthia and I talking about the need for more structure after a chaotic summer. The chore chart feature is amazing. You can add whatever chores your kids can go in. They can check them off. And there's a little celebration, emoji celebration that happens afterwards. There's a new meal planning feature that allows you to plan breakfast, lunch, snacks, dinner. You can keep your favorite meals and recipes, plan the whole week in a few taps. Amazing. There are so many other things that this Skylight calendar can do. Grocery lists, to-do lists, daily weather display, weather forecast. Okay, so as a special limited time offer for our listeners, get $40 off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to SkylightCal, just the first part of the word, CAL.com/alone. That's SkylightCal, SkylightCal.com/alone. Anything about your family trip? You didn't have a synchronized swimming clinic at the beach club pool.
Listen, I'm already the mockery of this family. Okay, there's one funny thing that happened. I hope she listens to this. But okay. When we were in, you know how like your kids don't really know or care what you do? And so like my
kids, as a job?
Yeah, like podcasting, all that. Yeah. They're just kind of like, oh, whatever, who cares? Yeah. My mom
read more annoyed if you share them on social. I get that. I get in trouble there.
Mine probably don't even follow me. They're probably the mean ones. You know, like everybody thinks they're trolls. It's actually the Ganoff kids. Okay, so this is one kind of funny thing is we're in the lobby one night and I'm kind of getting all my kids because they have these at this place we went to Sea Island, Georgia. I don't know if everybody's been to Sea Island.
Amazing.
You guys, it was so fun. Okay. And so we had the best time. And then we went to Charleston and my son toured the Citadel, the one that's going to college next year. So we spent some time there and they say it different. They call it I'm overpronouncing one of the syllables. It's like, anyway, it doesn't matter. It's fine, everybody. But we had the best time. But Sea Island, never been. It was so lovely. But we stayed in the Cloister is the name of the hotel. And it's beautiful and historic. And it was really very, very higher brow than the Yanoffs are. We are not highbrow.
You could have come to Galveston with me then.
Right. I should have been in Galveston. And several of my friends even were insulting me, but not trying to. They're like, you know, you're going to need to dress. For
like,
this thing.
Yeah, like maybe rent like, some clothes or
I'm
something.
I'm like, okay, like I'm not usually walking around in a wife beater. Like, I mean, okay, I have clothes, people. But anyway, so they had photographers in the lobby at night and you could get family photos or they'd walk out to the water with you or whatever and they'd take, and it was free, but then you just buy the portraits for $1,000 or $2 billion or something. So that one night I was like, okay, this is not, we're going to do it. We're all dressed cute. And so I get so worked up with family photos. They make me crazy because we have no good pictures. And so I'm always like, come on, just, so I'm kind of growling at them a little bit and all the things about like, just, you can do this, especially because I have a little one again and they don't smile. Blah, blah, blah. And so I'm growling at them and kind of, let's do this. And this sweet girl comes up and she's like, I'm so sorry. Are you Cynthia Yanoff?
Oh no. And of all the moments
of
to be
all
recognized.
The moments. And I was like, I am. Yes. I mean, I'm thinking
life is messy.
Uh-huh. And I was
family
like,
family pictures are the worst. I am.
She's like, oh my gosh, I love your podcast. And then I said, oh my gosh, thanks for listening. And I said, which one? And I thought Brett Yanoff was going to fall over. He's like, no, you didn't say which one. That's so horrifying. And I was like, well, I want to know. Is she a Side Joke fan or does she listen to Mesmerized or both? And she listens to both. She loves them. She laughed so hard at Sidetrack. Anyway, so we had a good conversation. And so afterwards, Mike's like egging on the kids like, man, your mom, she got noticed at the hotel. It's one in a million. But you know that because
it's
we podcast,
always,
people
always
know our
when
voice.
You're, yeah, they know your voice.
They know our voice. Yeah. And so anyway, so we talked. She was lovely. I had a good talk. But anyways, always when you're doing, when you're being so, I wasn't screaming at my family, but I wasn't being nice. And
well,
there it was.
We had a moment where I saw a guy and he had a hat on of one of the schools my boys go to. And I said, oh, is that the one in Houston or the one in Dallas? And he said, Dallas. And we had this whole conversation about the school and how much he loved it. And then his wife goes, and my granddaughter knows you, and points to one of my boys. Hmm. And then she thinks he's someone else, who is someone we actually do know. Mm-hmm. And we're like, how did she get that close? She like took a picture of him at the pool, sent it to a friend. It felt like the very beginning of Crazy Rich Asians. Have you seen that movie?
Have I seen it? It's my favorite.
I love it. And like the news travels fast. Like they're taking pictures. Who's this girl? Rachel Chu? Mm-hmm. And they figured out, is she this Chu? That's whatever. That's what it felt like. And so they got super close it's even a guy that we go to church with in my son's friend group. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, no, that's not him, but that's his friend. Mm-hmm. And then within an hour, that granddaughter had followed him on Instagram, connected with him on Snapchat. I'm like, it's a weird world.
It's a weird world.
Because it wasn't even his voice. He didn't have a podcast, but these people, these younger kids, they're all connecting.
Nobody wanted to follow us after I was screaming at people in the lobby.
Well, that's where it's hard. It's like, at least you and I are real and we're not trying to say, here's a perfect formula to have a perfect family.
Right. No.
And then they catch you.
No, I'm just trying to get these village idiots to take a decent picture. And it's maddening. But so we had a great trip.
Did you get your Christmas card pic checked off the list?
Maybe. We took some beach pictures. And you know, those beach pictures, I don't know how anybody gets them unless you can wear a ponytail or a hat. I have fat face syndrome. I can't wear a ponytail or a hat. I'm sorry. It's just how it goes, everyone. And so my hair's like in my face and my hair is very naturally curly. So it looks bad already around the ocean. And then it's over my head.
I want to see it curly. So, okay. I love curly.
When we do synchronized swimming, I will have my hair curly. One quick thing though, you guys, everyone can relate to this on vacation. The week before, Mike and I got to go out of town with some friends. And so when we flew, just the two of us, and we flew back, we were walking.
Must be nice.
It was really, we were in Paris.
No,
Texas.
We were not.
No, we weren't. We were in Colorado. And so we were walking out of the airport. This family, it kind of reminded me of your family. It was like three or four boys and the mom and dad. And the dad had already dropped something. He was kind of annoyed. It's 10:30 at night. You're leaving the airport. Everyone's done. And you can tell it's the end of their vacation. And a middle school boy, basically that age, he falls. He trips over a suitcase and he falls. Well, the brothers they are unraveling, laughing. That boy comes up like he's going to take someone out. And he starts lunging at another brother. Yeah. And the mom's like, stop it. And so Mike and I are right behind it. And we're trying so hard not to laugh.
Yeah.
And I said, literally to Mike, I said, that's us next week at this time. Mm-hmm. Because I knew we were about to leave on our family vacation. Okay. So fast forward a week later. And we finished our vacation. We had so much fun.
You need to call it a trip.
Sorry, it's a trip. It was not a vacation.
It's not a vacation. Yeah.
So fast forward to that, we're leaving and we're walking through the Love Field Airport in Dallas and we're almost, where you leave the security area. So it's kind of a tighter fit and everybody has to go through this one door, whatever. And JB, our little, falls over a suitcase and Kate and Brett lose it laughing. Okay. And he's laying on the floor. Well, I'm laughing too. And this lady, if we might, a Karen of sorts, is like watching me laugh. She goes, well, is he okay? And so then I was like,
judging your response.
Like, he's fine, lady. He fell over a suitcase. Like nobody's, And so anyway, so JB comes up just like I'd seen it before and is like trying to hit Kate and Brett. And he's like, stop it. He's losing it. And it was so fortuitous because I was like, Mike, I literally called it a week before. I'm like, that will totally happen to our family. And darn if the exact same thing didn't happen. JB fell over his suitcase and is trying to hit people and screaming. It was such a mess. And we laughed so hard. And I think that everyone, as we wrap up summer, I think that is the perfect iconic moment of summer because no good deed's going to go unpunished. You've had your fun. It's done.
Everyone, we checked screen time. One of my boys, 12 hours was on his phone. my other boy was like, how is that even possible? Oh, yeah. That's how far it's gone, people.
Oh, yeah.
That's how far we've fallen.
And I'm not even okay with it.
No, I'm not fine with it. I'm just like so tired of managing all the things. Mm-hmm. And we need some more multivitamins to get vegetables because the amount of junk eating. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all do this for family trips, but I thought, oh, it'll be fun. I'll just let them all get whatever they think sounds delicious, whatever junk food. They got the Mountain Dew Baja Blast, which is like a Taco Bell drink apparently. How much sugar is in one can?
No.
44 grams of sugar.
Oh my gosh. They need to do egg beaters.
It gave one of mine heart palpitations.
Oh,
I'm like telling you, it's bad.
Unless they're a sponsor, then they're fine.
No, they're not. It's so bad.
Okay.
It's so bad.
Wow.
No, but I do think like the end of the summer is that scene of kids tripping over and everyone fighting and you're just trying to get to the next stage. Like we're so happy when the school year's ending. We're like ready to be free of all the structure. And then it's so classic that we're like so done with the freedom because it's just chaos at this point.
It is. And that's why structure matters. But you're right.
Yeah.
We want the break from it. And then left to our own devices. Like, my goodness. And the same thing with that phone thing, the cell phone usage, whatever. I literally, every time I see my kids, they always tell me, they're always like, I think it just stays on. Like if I accidentally didn't get out of Instagram, they always have just like Life 360. Y'all have Life 360, everyone. Yeah, yeah. And my kids are always like, it glitches. I'm like, it didn't glitch to 90 miles an hour on I-35 on the way home from college, Kate Yanoff. And they're like, it glitches. The same thing they try to tell me on that screen time. They're like, oh, I think if you don't click out of stuff, but 12 hours, that's planned for
keeps.
That
was good. Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. Good thing it was his birthday this month. Anything else we want to talk about? I'll tell you one hack for family trips. I brought a huge bag of games, knowing that it would rain all week. Mm-hmm. Board games, games that my kids like, you know, that have been popular in the past. Not real interested. But then when Bruce is like, okay, guys, this is how the McFadyens roll. Let's play Texas Hold'em.
Oh, yeah.
And the winner that takes all. Mm-hmm. Like, so basically paid our kids to play games with us. Mm. And one of our kids basically made $18 every day. He said, man, I'm doing pretty good on this vacation. Since I'm not working my job, I'm like making money. So we got Texas Hold'em, blackjack.
And now your kids are gamblers.
I know. They're totally gamblers.
It's fine, everybody. It was just a trip. What started with a trip to Galveston.
Get back to school. That's all I'm saying.
It's time to go back to school.
Do we need to get to our sidetrack
things? Yeah, let's do.
Okay.
What are we sidetracked by? Now, if in case anyone's forgotten, which I don't know if you have, but Heather and I, in theory, at the end of sidetrack, we tell you the things we're sidetracked by. But I wonder if we've been sidetracked so much before that we forget to do it.
I don't know. I think we just started it last month.
Oh, we just started. Mm-hmm. Well, it's really, we've done it now 2 months in a row. So it is a tradition, everybody.
This is it. Okay. Do you want to go first with one?
Okay. My first thing I'm sidetracked by. The book, Bird by Bird, the Animal.
Like,
yes. Okay. So it's for people. I mean, I think anybody could read it, but it is for people that write, for writers, and it's old. In fact, I just bought it and it was like the 25th anniversary or whatever of Anne Lamott's book. And I'm just going to tell you, am I saying her name right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to tell you something. I tried to read the Stephen King one on writing. I couldn't even get through the first chapter.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm sure it's great, but no, I'm just not that smart.
It's not written as well as hers.
But her book was so good. And I'm telling you this because half of y'all, most of you are listening, you're like, I'm not a writer, don't care. Let me tell you something that I love the most about it. It was so good at telling us that as a writer, but just generally as a person in life, maybe you journal, maybe you just take a note in your iPhone, whatever, but it requires, she talked about the importance of knowing, of being a student of your life, mm-hmm. and how as a writer, you slow down because everything is potential material. And I thought about that all during our trip, which is little things that were insignificant that I took notes on, just a quick note in my iPhone or whatever, because I'm like, oh, I might want to add something out that in my next book or whatever. And how she keeps note cards with her and she just jots down little notes of things and she keeps all these note cards. And I thought, what a good, like a good practice in general, whether you're writing another book or not, like I'm getting ready to have to do, you're doing, no pressure or not, but just being a student of life and student of those little moments.
It's like glimpses. A gratitude list, but different.
Loved
it's like
it.
Taking note of what's going well.
Right.
I woke up thinking about that. I was like, 5 or 6 things came to my mind that I would change about our family life, about what kids are doing. And then I was like, Heather, this is not bringing peace.
Right.
What is going well about your family?
Mm-hmm.
And like what memories or moments were good that you're just glancing over because it could be better. This could be different.
Yeah.
So I think if you pay attention to the good.
I do too. I think this, and I would just say as we're wrapping up summer, like here's a little practical tip. Like maybe take a few minutes before the summer's over, even maybe sit down with your kids and ask them, but make a list of the 5 or 6 or 7 like glimpses of moments in time, glimpses of what summer was, and just take a note of that. Keep them somewhere, remember them because you feel like, oh, I'll remember that or whatever. And if they don't come to mind, you've got the rest of the summer, like to really stop and take a moment and step back. And so for me, I just thought like that book was so helpful. And reminded me of that. And having spent a week with my family, all of us in one hotel room, hello, 5. But it was a big room. But just all the funny things, the silly things, like I was able to really like, I tried to really etch those in my memory. And that's, you know, Centrum can't do everything for me.
They can't.
That's my one.
New York Times, you know, everyone got hooked on Wordle.
Yes, I loved Wordle.
Okay. So now I have the New York Times Games app.
Okay.
Because I was tired of going to the website browser version. Mm-hmm. And I was doing connections with my life team, which I think I've told you that before.
Yeah.
Have I told you about that?
No, I don't remember.
So connections is one of the games where you get 16 words and you're trying to find how they group into 4 different categories.
Oh, no. Okay.
And trying to find the connection. And so my life team, we like send our scores or results to each other every day. And it's like a great way to stay connected. So I do that game. Well, then I discovered they have a mini crossword puzzle that times you.
Oh.
And that my oldest was really into that. Mm-hmm. And there's like a leaderboard. And so you can kind of compete against each other on like who did it fastest.
Interesting.
And I've...
I'm so bad at crossword puzzles.
This one is real short, real easy. But it's been great because I'm like, this is something we can stay connected when he's...
In college.
Yeah. And so... That's what I'm sidetracked with. I have to every day make sure. And there's Sudoku. How do you say it? Sudoku? Sudoku. Yeah. Easy,
what's
medium,
that,
hard.
What's that author? What's that actor's name?
Which one?
Jason
Sudeikis?
I get real confused between all those.
Okay. Sudeikis. Sudoku. Anyway, that game. And it's free. Oh, and they have one that's like called Strands where you have to connect letters. He and I will talk about that one. Anyway, I just find like it's something – that connects my brain too. Probably helps with my brain function.
Yeah. Okay.
So there you go. Get the New York Times game app.
Got it. How many things do we do? Three. Okay. Here's number two for me. I got a new Apple Watch band.
It's very cute. Tortoisey.
It's very tortoisey. And here's the thing.
But like a white cream brown tortoise.
Okay. It's brown tortoise. And here's the thing about the Apple Watch. If you have an Apple Watch, and I never wear mine ever because the bands make my wrist sweat and they're not very cute. And I'm not a girl who's going to match everything. That's stupid. And so no offense if you do that. It's lovely. And so my friend Marianne, shout out Marianne, had this one. I thought it was so cute. It was from the Amazon and it was like, not the Amazon, like Amazon. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I don't know, maybe $10 or maybe
it's real cute. Something.
It's real cute. And now I've been wearing my Apple Watch every day and I'm getting.
Are you closing the rings?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't today. Look, parents, I just laid in bed all day.
You need to go get some egg beaters in.
I'm going to go do that after this. So anyway, that's my second thing. It's so random, but a good, it's the small things in life.
Yeah. No, I love that.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm going to transition to TV.
Okay.
Did you watch any of The Bear season 1 and 2?
Okay, I'm like in the fifth episode and Mike
of,
and I
– Of season one?
Season one. And I'm not going to say anything about the content, but I'm just going to say this. I'm going to need some help pushing through because one – and listen, we all know there's bad language and all that. The language
is atrocious. So
and,
bad.
And I can
it's not an endorsement of the language for sure.
But it is so stressful and I need something good to happen. Like can we – okay, we've had a leak. We've had this. We've had a – I mean, can something – stinking good happen. And so I, the other night, literally we turned off a mic. Like Michael watch anything. He didn't care. And he didn't grow up in a Christian home and no offense to y'all that didn't, that's fine. But he's a baseball player.
Feeling like his parents' voice in his head.
Right. No, he's like, yeah. I don't care. Whatever. But we both were like, I don't think I can watch another episode. I'm so over it. But then I hear, and why is it in a comedy genre?
This is the controversy. Yeah. So we're in season three and we just watched episode 6 of season 3, which I've was told like would make you cry, and it was so good.
So I should stay the course?
I think what is redeeming about this show, one, as you get into season 2, you recognize the why he is drawn to this chaotic work environment. Mm. You get a little glimpse into his home life. Mm-hmm. 2, I absolutely adore watching these people who were in the beef, you know, sandwich shop. Their lives transform and transition by intersecting with the bear, the main character. So I just – the personal development in these characters, like the one you hate at the beginning, what's his name?
I don't remember. I do not like him.
You do not like him, and he becomes so likable. Hmm. Anyway.
Okay.
If you're into watching people develop and grow, and it's very encouraging. I don't know who likes the F word, but yeah.
Somebody likes it. I don't
Somebody
know.
Somebody likes
that
it.
That guy does.
Yeah.
Netflix does.
And I went to grad school in Chicago and I love Chicago.
Must be nice.
I'm Midwest girl. Anyway.
Okay,
I've been
so
sidetracked with that. And
okay.
Bruce and I always like to have a show we can watch together.
Yeah, we're trying, but okay. Here's my third thing.
Aspirational.
I haven't done it yet, so I don't know if I can be sidetracked by something I haven't done. But when I was in the Colorados, there's no humidity, really. And, you know, like my hair is its best self when I'm in a place with no humidity. And it looked so good, you guys. Like, believe you me, I looked fantastic in Colorado.
You look amazing right now.
No, I don't, but thank you. And so here's the question. Do I get one of those straightening things? I'm kind of sidetracked right now by, you know, they have all these different straightening things you can do.
Like are you talking about like a straightener, like the heat ones?
Well, like
a
chemical
treatment.
A treatment.
Oh.
And they last like 6 months or something.
But I like your little flip.
Oh, my flip is, it makes me want to flip something off. Back to the F word. No, I'm kidding. But really, so
I think it's cute.
I'm sidetracked by whether or not
I don't think you would like it chemically straight.
I don't know. So no, what we
I
need,
think it adds movement and body.
Could someone please, that's been, and most of you have had this done and you're like, where have you been? Like, we all did that 10 years
Bruce
ago.
Bruce did it. You've seen his hair. He did. And he had it cut short and he did it right before our second was born and had a little chi, you know,
the chia pet?
The iron.
Oh, I have.
The flat iron.
I need you to stop.
But it was a little teeny one that he would do his front hair because it would still have a little kink in the front. A little, because his hair is so curly. His hair is ridiculous.
Do you want to edit? I'm giving you the opportunity to edit out the fact. No, I'm giving this opportunity now.
He is not ashamed of that.
That he used his own
flat iron. Flat iron? We still have it. It's green.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But he was so desperate. He's always been jealous of people who just have straight hair.
That's how I am. If you've had that treatment done, and don't tell me you've had it done when your hair is already straight. Like if you have some curly hair and you've had it done and it's fabulous and you want to, we need to hear about it.
What's so ironic about that being what you were sidetracked okay, what? Is my third one is about me learning how to use my satin heatless curling set.
Oh.
Isn't it ironic that we want the opposite?
And we literally do not compare notes.
And we didn't compare notes.
Nobody thinks we do that. Well, nobody thinks we prepare.
I just got it from Thrive Market.
Thrive Cosmetics?
No, Thrive Market.
What's the difference?
Cosmetics is makeup. And Thrive Market, you can buy your groceries, you can buy pantry items, you can buy beauty items. But it's this big – have you seen this? It's like satin-covered long tube. I think it must have metal in it. And you wrap your hair around it. And you sleep in it.
Is it
one
tube?
And then you take it out and your hair's curly. You wake up and it's curly. I'm excited. I'm going to learn how to do it.
Is it one tube?
It's like one long tube, but it's soft and bendable.
Okay. We're going to need an update on that next month.
Anyway, so I'm excited about that. I'm excited.
You're going curly. I'm trying to get straight.
That's what I'm saying.
We're trying to teach y'all about contentment today. You should love what you have.
What's going well?
Okay, so that was – did we do three?
I did three.
I did my hair straightener, bird by bird, and my Apple Watch band. And you did?
Yeah. I did New York Times Games, the bear, and my heatless curling set.
All right, guys.
Are you still doing 6-second kisses?
No, gosh, no. Been on a trip with a bunch of kids that are ungrateful. And,
oh, my gosh. Well, y'all, we'll be back. We'll talk about how everyone's doing going back to school.
Yeah.
We'll four different schools. Man.
And here's the – oh, yeah. You got a lot next year.
I have three of my four boys are starting new schools this fall.
Woo!
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of uniforms. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of like
– Well, that's a lot. Like I go straight to a lot of needing to be on and meet people and all the things.
I mean, fortunately, it's not new. Like Tennessee's the only new place and that's his journey. You know what I mean? Yeah, I won't be there. Yeah.
Okay. So. We'll be back. And by the way, you guys, you know that if you want to reach out, we're happy to cover topics. I mean, we won't cover any topic, but if there's something, a dying need, you have something to discuss, we'll take it. We'll put it in our Google Doc because we are that fabulous that we have a Google Doc.
We have a funny content Google Doc.
And sometimes there's actually stuff in it and most of the time there's not.
It's good. All right.
Bye.
Bye. And an update since we recorded this episode on the Olympics, since it's happening live, you know, as this week has gone on. The gymnast I mentioned, Brody, he and the USA Gymnastics men team did get their medal. So did the women. Super exciting. The female rugby player that I mentioned, she is knocking it out of the park with her body positivity. And her rugby team won a medal. I don't know if y'all are enjoying it, but it has been a fun thing for our family to just watch these amazing athletes use their skills and talents and wow us. Amazing. I'm going to pray for us. Lord, as we trip over the end of our summers and we move into the structure of the school year, I pray over the teachers who are prepping. I pray for their hearts and minds as they are serving our communities in such a massive way. I pray for the students who may be feeling anxious, a little bit overwhelmed by a new place maybe, that you would be their comfort, that as parents, when we are feeling all of the pressures on us, that we could center in on you. And remember what is true and good. And I just thank you that we can laugh and we can pay attention, like Cynthia said, to the small things that are going well in the midst of our messy, chaotic lives. And we thank you for what you have given us, Lord, to steward. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thanks y'all for joining us. I'll be back here on Monday with week 5 of the Summer of Mentorship. So week 3, I had a conversation with Kirk Martin, and he hosts the Calm Parenting Podcast, and he's encouraging us to control ourselves. And then on the next episode, it was the Ulrichs. They were talking to us about this attachment theory and recognizing what our kids need and responding accordingly. Well, I feel like sometimes we can know we need to be calm, or we know we need to provide those needs, but we just aren't able. Like, our bodies are not regulated. And so one of the listener reached out and said, how do I regulate myself? And I wanted to present, if you've never heard it before, a conversation I have with my friend Carissa on the window of tolerance and polyvagal theory. All big words, but super helpful framework as you are working through regulating yourself. So join me here on Monday. We'll have that conversation. Adios.